I was talking about the political processes in Iran. I told my brother that in order to have a good analysis of the political processes in Iran, first you should have a framework within which you could analyze it. I was telling him that revolution is something different from the institution, political institution. Revolution is a movement. Political institution is a structure, a building. Revolution in Iran has three elements: leadership, people participation, and ideology. These are three elements, like the three elements of the human being: brain, soul, and body. And therefore, revolution in Iran is beyond the borders, beyond the territory of Iran. That was the reason it was called Islamic Revolution. It was not called Iranian Revolution. But Islamic Republic is established within the territory to manage and run the country. Whatever is going on with regard to different interpretation of what that Islamic Republic should have been, because it is the architecture of the people, the administration people, what kind of economy we should have, what kind of political development we should go ahead. And all of them are the challenges within Iran. But it has nothing to do with the revolution at all. The revolution is beyond. And as I said, in all other revolutions, the revolution was converted to the institution, like Cuba, like France, Nicaragua. But in Iran, the revolution created the Islamic Republic as a symbol, as a model of political institution, Islamic political institution, running during the at the end of the 20th century. You might have tomorrow in Iraq another model of Islamic Republic, or in Turkey or other places. But the revolution is universal. It's very important. And the resurrection of Islamic revivalism, which owe to Islamic revolution, is something universal. And it is very important to know that it is a turning point, historical turning point, not only in Iran, not only in Islamic world, but in human, mankind world. Because I'm sure that you know Arnold Toynbee. He's Arnold Toynbee. He's a historian. He is a historian. He wrote several books on civilizations. He's English. Well, he died, so. He wrote a book named Civilization on Trial. And I think it's good to read it. You can find it in the library here. He said that the development of mankind is based on the challenge of two civilizations: Western civilizations and Eastern civilizations. And there is always a challenge and response between these two revolutions. Sometimes it goes down, another one will go up, and the next generation, the next century is another one. He says, for example, during the Greek civilizations, The Western civilization was at the top of its progress under Plato, Aristotle, and others. The Eastern civilization was down, had nothing to offer. But with the rise of Islam, the situation was changed. And during Middle Ages, as they call it, Dark Ages, the Western civilization went down and Islamic, Eastern civilization went up, right, rose up. With the Renaissance by Luther, which was also a turning point, Islamic civilization went down and Western civilization came up. With the Islamic Revolution is also a turning point. The situation is changing. And we are sure that in the future, the Western civilization is going down the hill, going down the hill, actually. And Islamic civilization is going up. It is very, very important that with such analysis we could have, therefore, looking to the political processes, not only in Iran, but also in Islamic world, on this angle to understand. Toynbee wrote that book in 1949. He said, it's very interesting, he said, Islam has slept, is sleeping. But whatever the depth of its sleeping to be, when the world proletariat rise up against Western domination and Western suppression, Islam will wake up and play its role against Western domination. In 1949, it says that. Therefore, I believe that if we look from the macro analysis instead of micro analysis, whatever the problem right now in Iran is something internal within the Islamic Republic. For example, you heard about conservatives, reformists, because they have different interpretation. But it has nothing to do with the Islamic Revolution. The Islamic Revolution is something, it is not in the hand of somebody. For example, all of them thought, many Western analysts thought that when Imam Khomeini passes away, everything will be finished. You remember? Nothing happened. You know, there is a similarity between the revolution and the river. River will go. Even if you make barriers with stones, everything, take them, all of them, and go. And so long as it is a river, it's a flood, nothing could prevent it. Even the stones will be broken up. And you will see that even the no epidemy could enter to the river, which is going very fast. But the institution might have epidemy, might have problem, because it's standing. It is conservative, that the revolution is something which is always aggressive. Therefore, I believe that if we can discuss this in this way,